age of uncertainty. It was somewhere in May or June of last year that I have announced that I want to undertake one or two lessons on the subject of the uncertainty of our time. Among the things which gave rise to this lesson is that since the COVID virus and the way it has infiltrated every aspect of our lives and coming with it are so many uncertainties affecting so many areas of our lives. So, well over a year ago when I saw that, I said, let me put together a lesson on this. Within a week or two after I made some jotting, I was watching a TV program, either on MSNBC or one of them, that they were discussing the very subject, the uncertainty brought about by the COVID. And then in that discussion, I learned that a man many years ago had written a book on that very title, but his book had nothing to do with the COVID. In fact, John Kenneth Galbraith, who wrote the book The Age of Uncertainty, he was on one occasion an ambassador. He had served many president and work both in Britain. But his book deal with the uncertainty of finance, money. In one chapter of his book, he spoke about the rise and fall of money. I like that. The rise and fall of money. And the whole point, in fact, what I've read, the little that I've read, I find it quite interesting. First, I learn who brought in coinage, which country that started to use coin as money. I didn't know until I read his book that it was Greek, the Greeks. Who brought in paper money? It was in that book I learned that it was the U.S., and paper money started with promissory note. That's how comes. In fact, what we use as paper money today is really promissory note. That's right. I learned all of this. But as I've said, his book deal with the uncertainty surrounding money. He pointed out even gold. Then, as I've said, for well over a year, I've been making jotting and doing some thinking on the subject in respect to the uncertainty, the disruption, the sickness, the death brought about by this terrible virus. The uncertainty of life and things have always been with us. So I'm not here suggesting that all of a sudden since the COVID things become uncertain. No. Uncertainty in physical things. Uncertainty of life. Wait. No one here is certain that you'll be alive tomorrow. No one. That's how uncertain life is. And you know what? Everyone here knows that. So uncertainty of life and things have always been with us. But it appears as if in our time, and over the past many decades, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the uncertainty of life and things are more conspicuous and more pronounced. And the COVID virus has brought everyone's attention to how uncertain life and everything physical is. I mean, life and everything physical is uncertain. Everything material is uncertain, and the COVID has highlighted that. In Romans, we're not going to read these passages because as time goes on, we will pick up on some of them. But in this passage of Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 39, a passage that is known by so many of us here, Paul, the inspired writer, is contrasting the certainty and the uncertainty of life. In this passage, that's what he's doing. Pointing out in this text that some things, physical and material, they are uncertain. But other things that he mentioned in the passage, they are sure. One of them is the love of God. He points out in the passage, you can depend on that, especially if you are a servant of Christ. That is Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. Then in Habakkuk, the passage that was read, and from verse 12 through verse 14, the prophet prophesied of the uncertainty of material things, of the material life and things, that is in Habakkuk. Then in Daniel chapter 12, 15, well, rather 5 through verse 13, as the Holy Spirit inspired Daniel, Daniel was telling us that in the text I just mentioned, that amidst and among all the uncertainties of life, Daniel said that we must keep in mind that there are certain things that are certain, but those are the things that come from the hands of God. Certainty. Brother Mitchell, what do you mean by certainty? To know for sure. To know for sure. And there are some things in life we need to know for sure. Even as we deal with God's word, this is the contention of so many of the New Testament writers, that Even some things that we cannot see, God-inspired writer say you can know for sure. Certainty in life is not only something we desired, it is something we seek after. Why? Because truth is not only precious, truth gives assurance. Brother Mitchell, you talk about certainty and you bring in truth. Well, it is truth that brings certainty. That's right. Is when something that is truthful, solid, and especially from God. That's where we have certainty. And as I've said, truth is that which gives certainty and assurance. Truth removes, truth and certainty removes doubt, removes confusion, remove hesitancy. When we get the truth of anything, and especially the truth from God, it removes the uncertainty, the doubt, and the hesitancy that exists in us, and it gives us assurance. Listen, the writer of Proverbs chapter 22, verse 20 through 21. Let us hear it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 20 and 21. Brother, I'm dealing with uncertainty, but thank God there is at least one passage that talks about the certainty. You see, God wants us to have certainty. And it matters not what message the COVID is sending about the instability and the uncertainty of things, they are still certainty from the Almighty God. Start again, brother.
That I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth.
That's right. Read on.
That thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. Rob not the poor, because he is poor. Neither oppress the afflicted. For the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go.
That's verse 21. No, it's okay. Well, read it again. Just verse 21.
That I might make thee know.
You see, God first, before you are in a position to answer those who may need an answer or assurance, you yourself need to know the certainty of certain things. That's what God is saying, or that's what the writer of Proverbs, Solomon, he's saying here. Look here. The uncertainty of our time, much of this uncertainty brought about or highlighted by the COVID virus. The uncertainty has highlighted itself in so many areas of life. Areas of life that we never thought there would be uncertainty. We have seen it in the COVID, but much of it existed before. In our time, and especially over the past year or so, we have seen uncertainty in government, in politics. We have seen uncertainty in business, in economy, in investment. We have seen uncertainty in health. Many men and women who have been living and feeling that they are healthy, and in many cases they have good reason to think so. They have gone to the doctor, they took all the tests that they need to take, and the doctor told them that everything was okay. These are some of the very people that have been affected by the COVID, and it takes them to eternity. They die. So we are seeing the uncertainty of life, not only in business, economy, in investment, but in health. We have seen the uncertainty of life in marriage, in home, in relationship. Are we there? Are we there? Did I say in marriage? Yes. In the home? Yes. In relationship? Yes. It is brought out, and you have heard this from the expert, that one of the things that has come about as a result of the COVID is the point of mental health has been affected, because a lot of people cannot have the freedom of movement that they used to have. Many people cannot deal with working from home and all of that. So there are much physical and mental health which have come about as a result of the COVID virus. I have mentioned these areas. I'll be speaking a little more on one or two or three of them, just pointing out some areas. The uncertainty of the time, and that brought about by the COVID virus, create not only health and life insecurity. Are you sure you said what you want to say, Brother Mitchell? Yes, health and life insecurity. When I heard the expert just this morning telling of the threat of the new variant and how it has health expert, doctors and others, researchers, and age as if it were, then it makes me think that, Carl Mitchell, you need to take more precaution. That areas where you might have been a little careless and as healthy as you probably think you might be, that's right. Don't take any chance. Huh? But as I said, the virus has brought not only this type of health and life insecurity, but job and business insecurity. The businessmen, businesswomen cannot plan as they used to do 3-4 years ago. Are we there? There is the businessman who, and this is a fact, I was listening to him tell his story, that had a thriving business. He supplied vegetable to restaurant. When the COVID, what he referred to as the pandemic, hits, he lost 60% revenue in 1 week. Wait, that means if he used to make $1,000 or let's say $100,000 per day, the COVID put him where he's now making only 40,000. Because in 1 week, his intake, which was previously up there, boiled down to probably less than what it cost him to run his business. That's the type of uncertainty that this virus has brought. The time and the age of uncertainty in which you and I live brings the uncertainty even in marriage and in the home. But this is this uncertainty that affects marriage and the home, this is not brought about by the COVID. That's right. This uncertainty affecting even Christian marriages, Christian home, it has been here for some time now. There is a case of here is a person who's supposed to know the truth. A man probably about age 60 or 60 plus. And when I got to find out, he has been married 5 times. Wait, I don't mean 4 wives died and he married another one. No. Most of those wives are still alive. Wait. What you talk about, Brother Mitchell? I'm talking about the uncertainty of life. And this has nothing to do with COVID. And the uncertainty that exists in our time that infiltrates every aspect of our life. And as I go through this lesson, what we must be thinking to is the fact that we need to make sure that we are firm on God's certainty. Because what I'm trying to show in the various areas of life that we trust in, they are not certain. The COVID highlight that. That's what I mentioned, business. Men and women become, they were millionaires for years and overnight they become paupers. But back to marriage and the home. A man, you'd say just middle age, married 5 times. But here now, in this fifth Fifth, marriage. He wanted to move to a particular congregation of the Lord's church, because what I'm stating here is fact. And I'm just showing that uncertainty also infiltrate our home. Homes that sometimes you look at and deal with, they were stable home, thank God. Then all on a sudden Satan enter the picture and create uncertainty. So he married, the fifth marriage. Most of these previous wives are alive. He wanted to transfer his member to one of our congregation. He spoke to the preacher and the elders. If he can come and place his membership there. Now, he's a member at one already. He wanted, though, because he liked that other congregation more, to go and place his membership there. When the elders considered the matter, they responded to him and said, no, we will not accept you because you have one wife in this congregation. That's right. The elders and preachers are right. We cannot accept you here with your new wife as member because one of your wives is still here as member. So uncertainty has infiltrated our very home, the Christian home. By God was meant to be a stable institution. The Christian marriage, with all the challenge may come, the ups and the down, God meant for the Christian to work out their problem and issues. But get this, multiplicity of marriage is not God's thing. That's right. You must keep that in mind. Long ago in the past, men and women could dream and plan. A man meet a woman meet a man. They decided if they get to know each other, after a while they would get married and they would raise a family and get old or get mellow together. But our age, with its uncertainty, has infiltrated even the Lord's body, the church. So many times you hear people say to one another, I don't feel the same again. They are ready to break up their marriage and their home. And before long, they are ready to contract another marriage, not caring what God is thinking. Brothers and sisters, may I? Here's another area that the uncertainty has shown itself. And that again is not COVID, it's the age, the time in which we live. For 18 years, for decades, let me back up. We have some great countries and great democracy in the world. England, the United States, France, Germany, Switzerland, Australia, Japan. These are democratic countries that have remained stable for many years. Some of them are relatively young. But for many years, the U.S. has boasted that it is the oldest democracy in the world, stable democracy. For 18 years, when I study over there and study history, professors and students were proud of the stability of the U.S. democracy that has thrived and whatever. But brothers and sisters, just within your lifetime, just within the past 2 to 4 years, that democracy has been so shaken that hardly do you listen a U.S. news media, radio, and especially television today and don't hear talk about the fragility and the instability of this democracy that was held up in the world as the example. What is the point, Brother Mitchell? That we are living in the age of uncertainty. May I? In the book of Daniel, run to that passage, the last passage in the lesson. Daniel chapter 12. I'm going to ask that you give me around verse 11, 12, and 13, somewhere about there. I have given you, and you can read from verse 5 to verse 13 of the book of Daniel. Let us hear about 3 verses of that passage.
From verse 5?
No, from around verse 11 or verse 10 to verse 13.
Many shall be purified and made white.
Mm-hmm.
And tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
The wise shall understand.
And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make it desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he that waiteth.
Blessed is he who waits
and cometh to the 1,335 days.
Mm-hmm.
But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days.
Thank you. May I close with this? There are many of the passages read that I would like to have commented on some of them, or the one in Habakkuk, great passage. But I didn't want to come back to this lesson. So many of the passages, probably at other time, I may re-examine some of them verse for verse. But in general, the old passage of Daniel chapter 12, from verse 5 particularly, what is being discussed is that among the many shifting and uncertain factors in human life, among all of the shifting things that our life encounter, one factor is sure and certain and fixed, and that is the interests of the godly and the interest of the righteous is fixed. It is certain. It is secure. Therefore, God inspired Daniel to tell his people that with all the uncertainty, with all the destruction that were predicted, God's people can have the assurance that their welfare and their interest was fixed, it was certain, and it was sure because it was held in God's hand. I'm here today saying it matters not what areas that things like the COVID and probably other viruses may come along, that we feel we are swept off our feet. Christian, remember, God is in charge. And God cannot fail. God has never undertaken something and failed. You know, in a discussion Wednesday night, well, it's not Wednesday night, we had a discussion sometime last week where I was pointing out about the COVID and how God will act and will not act if we evade the help that God sent us through the health expert who has studied the virus and know how it works and tell us, and we determine we're not going to take any vaccine, then when you evade the common sense thing that God sent, then don't expect help from the Almighty God. The point, brothers and sisters, is that the Almighty God sometimes acts in ways, somebody had said, Brother Mitchell, you believe in the vaccine more than you believe in God. Anyway, the point is, how God works is like this. What came to me afterward is the fact that on one occasion, I'm closing, I laugh. I was reading a passage in Matthew, where when the angel, the Almighty God, discovered that Herod, wanted to know where Jesus Christ was to kill him. Christ was an infant. And the Almighty God instructed the parents to run and go and hide. And you know, I remember that some years ago I was reading that passage and I laughed. I said, God running from Herod. That's right. If you are not careful, you will think and say, God, you're God. Why them have to run from this king? But that's the way God operates. That's right. Sometimes the Almighty God permit human evil and disobedience to have its way. But it never meant that things get out of hand for God. God is always in charge. It matters not how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people are being killed by the virus. Don't ever for a moment doubt that God is not in charge. He's always in charge, and he will always be in charge. What we must learn is stand still and watch the salvation of the Almighty God. So in the midst of the many uncertainties affecting the many areas of life, Christian must hold on to the assurance that we have from God's word, that God is able and God is in charge. If you're here today, you're not a child of God. We are encouraging you to come forward, give your life to Jesus Christ on this truth that whatever the uncertainty in your life, is it in your marriage? Is it in your relationship? Is it in your health? Is it in your business? Is it in your finance? Wherever there are uncertainty, areas of your life where you are not sure even what to do, please come, give your life to Christ because He can give you focus. He can give you direction. He can provide stability. And we need that. Jesus Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Yes, there are instability and uncertainty in life, and there will always be. But Jesus Christ is here as the anchor of our soul. Come believing now, come repenting, come confessing your faith in Christ, and come baptizing for the removal of your sin as we stand.